This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of stores first. Nepal Communist Party postpones its standing committee meeting again till Wednesday. Party chairman do continue discussion for resolving disputes. Home Minister urges public to compulsorily put face mask while coming out of homes. Police to arrest people discarding ministry order. 264 corona-infected people return home today following health recovery in Nepal. Total number of home returnees count 6,811. And American biotech company Regeneron to start third phase testing of its double antibody treatment for coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party has been put up again. According to Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa, the meeting of the party has been postponed until 8th July. Surya Thapa, who is also the deputy chief of Nepal Communist Party Publicity Department, said the meeting was put up as Nepal Communist Party chairpersons K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand needed further discussion to iron out differences in the party. The standing committee meeting of the party has continued since 24th June on the agenda of party unity, government performance review, Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC and Constitution Amendment, among others. Meantime, party chair Duo held one-to-one talk today for resolving inter-party disputes and forging consensus between them. It is said that the party chairs would further continue their talks for reaching conclusion. The Ministry of Home Affairs has urged all public not to come out of homes without putting face masks. The Home Ministry has appealed all to adopt alertness and not to go out except for essentials, put face masks compulsorily and maintain at least 2 meters social distance. The Ministry stated that 77 districts across the country have been communicated to this effect. According to a spokesperson of the Home Ministry, Kedarnath Sharma, the police may arrest the people discarding ministry's order of putting face masks while coming out of the homes. 264 corona-infected people in Nepal have returned home today following health recovery. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said that 264 people got discharged from various isolation centres today. The total number of recovering from coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 6,811. As per the ministry, 42.76% corona-infected people have recovered from the infection and returned home. Moreover, 180 corona infection cases were detected today while carrying out 4,721 PCR tests across the country. Likewise, till today, 15,964 cases of corona infections have been confirmed in Nepal. As per the latest update, in total, 255,728 PCR tests have been carried out across the country. Meanwhile, corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 35 today with the confirmation of corona infection in a 29-year-old man from Nistikhola, Baglung district. The deceased, who died yesterday at a local quarantine, had recently returned from India and receiving tuberculosis treatment. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is underway at party headquarters, Sanipa. According to party office Sanipa, the discussion is being held on to finalize this schedule of party's 14th General Convention that has been scheduled for February 19 to 22, 2020. 7 crew members involved in the chartered flights of Nepal Airlines Corporation have tested coronavirus positive. Issuing a press release today, the Nepal Airlines Corporation confirmed that 7 of its crew members tested positive for coronavirus, while the results of 7 more crew members are yet to be confirmed. The NSC crew members had stayed at Sulte Hotel in course of their involvement in the chartered flights. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has approved the Alternative Learning in Higher Education Facilitation Framework 2077 and introduced the framework for implementation through the University Grant Commission. The framework that has made arrangement of alternative process regarding teaching learning, research examination and evaluation at university level higher educational institutions. Puran KC Personal Secretary of Minister for Education Giriraj Manipokal said that the ministry has made decision to run examination of grade 11 in school. The cabinet meeting held on July 3rd took the decision in this regard, and the bodies concerned have been urged to follow it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now, rest of the news updates. Minister for Health and Population, Bhanubhakta Dhakal, has stressed on research and different areas of health sector to ensure the quality of health service to all. While inaugurating the 6th National Summit of Health and Population Scientists in Nepal in Kathmandu today, Minister Dhakal urged the health and population scientists to work with Nepal Health Research Council, NHRC, in different research areas. Minister Dhakal said that the government was making its maximum efforts to combat COVID-19 outbreak with effective policies and programs. The National Vitamin A program, which was suspended due to COVID-19 crisis, kicked up today simultaneously across the country. According to the Department of Health Services, Nutrition Section Chief Kedar Parajuli, Deoming Tablet is also administered to children along with vitamin A capsule during the two-day event. The second phase of the program was originally scheduled for April 18th and 19th. Australian Ambassador to Nepal Peter Budd has called on Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Batroy at LATO's office in Simadabad today. Issues related to resuming two-way flights were discussed in the meeting. They were also discussing on exchanging experiences of both countries to combat COVID-19 and normalizing its effect and trauma. Minister Batroy thanked Ambassador Budd for his initiations to bring Nepalese home from Australia during the lockdown. Ambassador Budd also committed to talk to his government regarding resuming flights between the two countries. With the rise of temperature and approaching monsoon, the incidence of snake bites have increased in three districts, including Bara, Parsa and Rauterhat. The doctors have said in the recent month alone, 10 people have lost their lives due to snake bites. Now 9 patients of snake bite have been undergoing treatment at Narayani Hospital. Medical Superintendent of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Madan Upadhyay, said that the hospital is admitting about 10 snake bites patients on a daily basis. The Nepali Stock Exchange NEPSE witnessed a double-digit rise today. The index increased by 33.27.2 close at 1,291.98.73 points. The sensitive index also reported a 6.3-point surge to ease 275.88 points. According to the NEPSE, a total of 2,731,498 units of share of 171 companies were traded in the second day of the week, and the total transaction was ₹927,841,329. You are listening to Red Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now to some international updates. American biotech company Regeneron has said it is starting phase 3 of its double antibody treatment for the novel coronavirus. The Tariton NY-based Regeneron said it is evaluating RegenCoV-2 ability to prevent infection in people who have yet to be infected with the virus but have had close exposure to a COVID-19 patient. The phase 3 portion of the trial is being conducted at approximately 100 sites, and the company is looking to enroll 2,000 patients across the U.S. The company has said that the antiviral antibody cocktail could be available much sooner than a vaccine. India has recorded more than 24,000 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, taking its total above that of Russia. The country now has the third largest number of confirmed cases in the world, with more than 700,000 cases and more than 19,700 deaths. The latest surge in the number has also been powered by a rise in cases from a handful of southern states, including Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. For the last 3 days, India's caseload has galloped at an alarming rate, adding more than 20,000 daily infections per day. Meanwhile, the total number of confirmed cases of coronavirus across the world has crossed 11,591,000, with death toll crossing 537,000. So far, 6.55 million people have recovered from the coronavirus infection, leaving 4.49 million active cases. The coronavirus cases in the U.S., the worst hit by the pandemic, near to 3 million, leaving Brazil in the second position with more than 1.6 million cases. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Province 5 and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Nepal Communist Party postpones its standing committee meeting again till Wednesday. Party chairman to continue discussion for resolving disputes. Home Minister urges public to compulsorily put face mask while coming out of homes. Police to arrest people discarding ministry order. 264 corona infected people return home today following health recovery in Nepal. Total number of home returnees count 6,811. And American biotech company Regeneron to start third phase of testing its double antibody treatment for coronavirus. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.